Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This blaring on the pontoon yesterday.
Here's what I tell everyone.
With the flags whipping in the wind.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Had to do that, right?
He'll be cranking it up this Saturday night in Manoma.
Where's that extraordinary place anyway, by the way?
With the stars and stripes.
All right, I got it.
An eagle fly.
USA, we saw some eagles flying. We had a boat parade yesterday in Grace Lake. Up by Bemidji.
Ours was on Sunday, too. Yeah.
2 o'clock was that?
We didn't do it yesterday. We did Sunday.
Oh, we did ours on the 4th of July. Yeah. 2 o'clock
very
yesterday.
Good. Yep.
The weather forecast couldn't have been more wrong.
I know.
It turned out beautiful.
And well, there was some stuff that moved through, but it wasn't, you know,
we had a little
light here and there.
Just nothing. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful.
This is exactly what Dean Wysocki said it would be.
Had a lot of fun. Our friends at Brenco, by the way, had a T-shirt cannon.
Oh, they're fun.
Is anybody top that on your lake?
No.
So 100 Brenco T-shirts with the sharp-looking eagle on the front wearing a pair of USA sunglasses. And 100 T-shirts went out around the lake.
Nicely done.
And so it's fun. Now, we started this last year. I say we. I'm just an observer.
Right.
I'm in the chaser pontoon for the photos.
Yep.
It's sort of like when the Thunderbirds go up, somebody's got to take the pictures.
Yep.
Right? So the
chase plane.
The lead pontoon is where the T-shirt cannon was. I was in the chase pontoon. And then we had a jet ski out there picking up ones that were lost and tossing them to people that didn't want to get in the water.
Nice.
Because sometimes they don't land right on the dock. We had them land on the dock. We had them land on boat lifts. We had them land on the beach inches from where people were sitting.
Whose shirts were they?
Wedding Brenco t-shirts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I built a shirt gun once.
Yeah.
Out of PVC pipe.
So fun.
Yeah.
And speaking of Brenco, by the way, if you're looking for a floor scrubber for your shop, give them a call at Brenco. You're going to find the Kodiak floor scrubber. This is made in the USA. Actually, make it in Wisconsin. I have one in my garage. And just absolutely love it. In fact, this time of year, it's almost like, you know, every other week you use it just to get rid of some dust. Winter, you're using it all the time. But anyway, team at Brenco, proud to supply scrubbers manufactured right here in the USA, and they can get them, too. So, for any and all cleaning equipment, call Brenco, 701-282-2225. Check them out online at BrencoOnline.com, B-R-E-N-C-O, BrencoOnline.com. So they have the T-shirts to answer your questions. And they have a little Brenco logo on the back. And then on Facebook, everybody's posting the bling. They're posting the photos. It was fun. It was a blast. It was the USA. And you know, what I find in events like that, it really brings you back to as many things as we could talk about on the program today. Texas counties having to declare a migrant invasion right now. These counties have been tossed to the wolves. Totally, totally thrown to the wolves, these counties in Texas. And they're finally rising up. Fentanyl has been seized in every U.S. state now. That's a new report out of the DEA. Okay? Fentanyl everywhere. You just touch this stuff, you can die. And it's everywhere. Connect those dots to the border. Might be a good idea. What happened in Chicago this weekend happens in Chicago every weekend, but because it was a sharpshooter on a roof who was fleeing and had to be the subject of a manhunt, it is understandably in the news. But it's at a 4th of July parade.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July parade. Some deranged individual with a stone-cold heart is on top of a building picking off people randomly trying to watch a parade.
What about the deranged, crazy individuals that drive around Chicago every weekend and kill people? Why don't they get the lead story every Monday morning?
Yeah,
why isn't that the...
Early Monday goes by where it's seven more.
Ugh. Where's the Baltimore, Atlanta, Chicago, New York, et cetera, et cetera? Where are those? Where's that coverage?
Well, I think they're both news.
I know, but one is completely ignored.
Right.
The other one is sensationalized to no end.
What I was going to say before we dig into the headlines here a little bit on this post-4th of July edition of What's on Your Mind is that you really see the best of America on the 4th of July. Grassroots,
absolutely.
Salt of the earth people waving their flags. It's genuine. It's real. It's not, it's not anything other than just awesome. What America was built on. People who clearly love their country, celebrate their country.
Yeah, to most.
Vast majority of people.
Yeah.
And so that part of it was really fun. Now, the reality, I have to say, I don't know if Todd, Kevin, you guys treated this differently, but when I heard about, got a news alert about the parade and the shootings, and I think the first alert said at least five dead, ended up being six and 20-some injured. It isn't a surprise anymore that someone with a stone-cold heart does this. And, of course, the type of weapon is very often reported first, as if that is relevant in any way, shape, or form. I don't believe it is, because the stone-cold heart... This is a crisis of the heart. Now, my understanding, I haven't dug into this a lot, but my understanding is the warning signs were all over the place with this guy. The Illinois has very strict red flag laws, and evidently nobody decided to enforce those laws. You know, if I go on Facebook and I say Donald Trump is right, the election was stolen, I'm put in Facebook jail, right?
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with Twitter and all these other social media sites. This guy's got crap on his social media like you can't believe.
Yep.
He's a rapper talking trash, clearly deranged.
Don't criticize COVID, but yeah, this guy, go ahead.
Yeah. But if I say, hey, you know, why not early treatment? Shut him down!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Silence him! I mean, what in the world? How do they not find this stuff?
It's fake book.
How do they not find this stuff?
I fact checkers should be looking for those red flags.
These are the questions I ask myself. And can you do me a favor today, Kev? Could you do a little research during the show? I understand that the mayor of Chicago, Lightweight, is that her name? Lori Lightweight?
Lori Lightfoot.
Oh, Lightfoot.
Who is a lightweight?
Todd, I'm sorry. You better give me the buzzer. I messed up there, Todd. I'm sorry.
Lightweight?
Yeah. It's a slip of the tongue. Sorry, her name is, get ready for the affirmation, the ding, ding, ding. Are you ready? Lightfoot. The mayor of Chicago's name is Lightfoot.
Oh, somebody saw my ding, 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 ding.
They stole that from
Lightfoot, Lori Lightfoot.
Okay, anyway, she's giving a press conference, I believe, at 9:30 this morning.
She was quite critical of Clarence Thomas a couple of weeks ago, too.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
What does Clarence Thomas have to do with being mayor of Chicago?
Reminded me of a little leaguer criticizing Alex Rodriguez. But, that was quite exciting and entertaining on her part.
You are kidding.
Is not a serious person.
A national treasure in Clarence Thomas.
She is a joke.
She is a, what's her name again?
Lori Lightfoot.
Okay,
she's a joke. I can't even imagine how she got elected.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, leave it to the city of Chicago to do that.
I said her name correctly. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, is holding a press conference later on. Here's the research I'd love for you to do. She is claiming that crime is down in Chicago. Has these epic battles with these reporters who say, you know, this is one weekend after another, the senseless murder, the gun wounds, the everything else. And she claims, is there any metric? It's my question for you. If we look at 2021 versus 2022 in Chicago month by month, I don't know how she cooks the books, but this is what she's claiming. But anyway, few of our thoughts today. Welcome yours. We have open phone time on a post-4th of July edition of What's on Your Mind, to tell us what is on your mind. Could be anything, by the way. Could be absolutely anything. I wonder if there's any farmers that plan on protesting the climate action jihad against them like they're doing in the Netherlands. Any U.S. farmers see what's coming around the bend here? Thankfully, we got a big win in the Supreme Court last week to slow the assault. But they might have gone a little far. Some people say they went a little far in the Netherlands. But the fact that there is a farmer protest to what is being foisted upon you, to me, I see as a good sign. Peaceful, obviously. But to say enough already. Netherlands are doing it. Any farmers here planning it? Anyone? The crop report from the USDA on Thursday, you might not have paid attention to this because you were deciding how many brats and weenies and hamburgers you needed for the holiday weekend, tells us soybeans down, corn down. This is North Dakota. Sunflowers up. Sunflowers up big time. So maybe some growers can explain to me if that's a drought thing from last year where you're planting on sunflowers instead of soybean and corn, sort of hedging your bets a little bit, or whether that is late planting. I'm kind of curious about that. School me up. You know what I mean? I'd love to know. That's one thing I'd like to ask. I see Scott Bachmeyer, who is fixing fence and trying to find supplies today, so doesn't have time to hop on the radio. We feel bad. But Saturday night at the ranch on the western edge there, wind and hail lost most of the hay ground. Sunday, 5 inches of rain washed out most of the pasture fences. Found the cattle but had to move them. Last night and into this morning, got another inch and a half with hail and still raining. No drought now, but I have to hay again. But the pasture is green. The pasture is green. So there's that. Crazy year.
Crazy year indeed.
We're thinking
the pasture's gone all over the place, but no. Okay.
Ooh, my goodness. More coming up. What's on you?
Generous, generous Jerry. She's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. She's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks, open again this year in South Bismarck, 1 mile south of Cottonwood Softball Complex on 12th, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks. Coupons are at the door. Military get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On your mind, brought to you by MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott if you go to MyPillow.com. We had Mike Lindell on last week telling us about my coffee that he has been, he actually has been working with a family that has these great coffee grounds, and he says it's the greatest coffee ever. That's now at mystore.com. Promo code Scott gets you a deal on that, too. FrankSpeech.com is where you get all the election, all the battles. Arizona, Louisiana. Louisiana's the latest now, where the legislature's been holding hearings down there and exposing a lot of the madness. All of that is at frankspeech.com. So any of those three websites, use the promo code Scott, you get great deals. And obviously great information as well. And it's not too late to load up on the summer goodies, the beach towels. They have sandals now, Kev. In addition to the slippers,
yeah,
they have sandals.
And they also have a deal for full-on. The bed, the mat, the topper, the sheets, the whole thing. There's a whole package that he's put together. It's a really good price.
Super, super comfortable. I'm telling
you. Yeah, I love the slippers.
Yeah. Really, really great. They are fantastic. And my friends at Brenco, who were the sponsors of the 4th of July parade with the T-shirt cannon. And
yep.
Yeah, remember I just told you a moment ago about Brenco? $500 off the Kodiak floor scrubbers right now.
Ooh.
If you mention Scott. So they're throwing in that deal. I'm telling you. You can't believe what it does to your floor and how easy it is to operate. It's fantastic. They have them on all price points, from the, you know, residential use, keep that garage clean. I'm telling you, you're going to love them. $500 off if you mention Scott on the Kodiak. They're made in Wisconsin, USA made, and they've got them in stock right now. You can have it today. Said no one ever in most of these things days, right? It was a supply chain crisis. So BrencoOnline.com to find out more. But make sure you mention Scott. For that great deal. My pillow number, back to my pillow. I did give you the website's promo code Scott, but you also can call this number for the sandals and other summer goodies. Load up 800-506-9028. I'll get to some texts here in a moment. The phone numbers for you to call and tell us what's on your mind today. Could be anything, by the way. Six dead, now 31 injured in Highland Park, Illinois. By the way, the gun was legally obtained. Okay? Legally obtained, which, again, goes back to these red flag laws, because no one said, I don't know if this guy should be owning a gun, look at his social media, maybe a little family involved, then he would not have been able to legally obtain it. But they have these laws for a reason. They're not followed. Anyway, sadly, events like this will be used all day today by the political class on the left to make their point. It's just ridiculous that anybody would think six dead people at a 4th of July Independence Day weekend parade, 31 injured, is an occasion to advance your political aspirations. Disgusting to me. Disgusting. Let's talk about solutions to a stone-cold heart. That's what I want to talk about. This is a crisis of the heart. Am I wrong? Am I being totally naive here? Tell me. 701-258-0550. And farmers, we're going to put you to the front of the line today so you can answer my question. Why are sunflowers up big in North Dakota, soybeans and corn down? Help me with your planting decision and how much of that was due to the late plant where you did a little switcheroo. I'm just kind of curious. I'm a city boy, you know. Spent some time on Grandpa's farm, Uncle's farms, but I'm a city boy. So I ask these questions that may seem like duh to you, but not to me. Toll free at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. And you can text us at 701-237-1590. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, is holding the press conference. Thank you. That is not at 9:30. I misspoke earlier. It's actually 10:30. All right? So it's at 10:30. Texter says, Scott, this is a listener who's sending in a comment via text. We love that. All of the cities with shooting problems are run by Democrats. They've been run by Democrats for years and years. Lightfoot is a Democrat, thus she lies. She was elected mayor because she's a black Democrat, and she got the zombie votes, i.e. the dead votes.
Well, welcome to Cook County, Illinois. Yep.
Texter says, witness said it was a hunting rifle, but he was on the assault with it. So isn't that rifle still an assault rifle?
There's no such thing as an assault rifle or an assault weapon. Assault is a verb. It's an action. It's not a thing. Okay? It's just a rifle. They appear different. They behave different, but they're just rifles.
I would answer it differently than Kevin. The term assault rifle was invented by people that want to take your rifles. It is
make it scary.
It's a weapon
of war.
Exactly right. Story out of Copenhagen, the BBC today, several killed in a shopping mall shooting.
Wait, I don't think that happened anywhere but America. Stuff doesn't happen overseas like that.
Travis in Minot's going to answer my question of the day on sunflowers up, soybeans and corn down in North Dakota. What's the scoop, Travis?
Well, the scoop is what you kind of thought it was. Number one, definitely the late planting season had a lot to do with it. But I think just as importantly, the situation with Ukraine and Russia and the fact that they are major, major producers of sunflower. And so I think as farmers were hedging on the fact that somewhere in the world there's going to be a need for flowers. If you look at the data, I might be wrong whether it's a million or a billion, but between Ukraine and Russia, I think they export like 8,000 million, whatever that number would be. And the U.S. is only like 40 million total, so I mean, we're just a fraction. We don't even count when it comes to exports, so hopefully sunflowers will pay well.
So this is sort of having their back, but also a good business decision.
Right. Well, it's a good business decision all the way around because sunflowers will typically do well late season. And yeah, so that's the reason, I think.
Now, how quick can you turn on a dime to switch from, I was going to do soybeans and corn, now I'm going to take some acreage and go sunflowers? How quick can you make that decision?
Well, it really depends on your rotation, what you've had planted previously on the fields. And then, of course, if you've got anything applied like fertilizer or chemicals that would prohibit you. But for the most part, most everybody has a lot of flex acres. Let's just put it that way. You can make those decisions tomorrow kind of a deal.
Turn on a dime. I love it. Savvy business people, these farmers. And makes perfect sense on the sunflowers. Plus, it'll pretty up fall, something fierce. It'll be really,
here you
really
go.
Nice. Yeah, exactly right. Thanks, Travis. Appreciate the schooling up there, okay?
You bet.
28 past 9. Back to more of your calls. 701-258-0550. Text us. 701-237-1590. This is What's on Your Mind. More after this.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For all the challenges, America has the strongest economy in the world. More people working and starting businesses. More young people graduating from high school and college than ever before.
President Biden on Monday says the American economy is doing just fine, despite inflation running at a 40-year high, costing Americans thousands of extra dollars every year, and gas prices designed to get you to stop driving your internal combustion engine. The June jobs market report is due on Friday. A gunman on a rooftop opened fire on an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago on Monday, killing at least six people and wounding 30. A person of interest connected to the attack has been captured following an hours-long manhunt. 22-year-old Robert Cremo III was taken into police custody after a brief car chase. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A. Thompson and Sons, The Little Plumber, is how it all started. 1908, Bismarck, North Dakota, continued to grow and grow and grow, and now, of course, they serve not only every inch of North Dakota, but South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, everything from, residential services to commercial services, design, build, new construction, prefab. They're a link service contractor, so they provide, bar none, the most cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements, from assembly line equipment to the HVAC for building and business owners throughout the region, and their indoor air quality experts as well. They can get your home, your business, on par with long-term care facilities, hospitals, and schools with indoor air quality. Commercial operations in Bismarck, obviously, Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, providing services throughout the region. Free estimates. Call them at 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. Back to the phones. It's an open phone time till the top of the hour. You have to see this one on the radio. But Todd has been sent a beautiful meme. And as someone that loves memes more than life itself, I love memes. This one is perfect. Shows a picture of a cow. And underneath it, it says cow. Then it shows a picture of a buffalo, and it says high-capacity assault cow.
Isn't that great?
In one meme.
Exactly.
One meme.
Exactly.
With a picture of a cow and a buffalo, you can right there know the insanity of the left's language.
That is clearly an assault cow.
Yeah.
Oh, I asked a friend over the weekend, and she's a bit of a liberal. I said, "Well, what is an assault weapon?" Well, it's the those rifles, that the assault rifles.
They don't know.
Not a clue.
They don't know.
No such thing.
They don't know. You know what happens when you mess with a bull?
Yep, I do.
You get the horns.
You do.
Yeah, Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 2580550. Call us. Got some lines open here today. Go ahead, Fred.
Oh, my God, I took terrible assault weapons out into my barley field the other day.
Uh-oh.
My grandson and I, we had two of them there, Scott, and they were high-capacity 22 long rifles that shoot about 200 yards, and they're automatic, and we killed some gophers. Oh, the poor thing.
Nice.
They were just running every direction.
You killed gophers?
Oh, man.
Does Peter know about this?
I don't know. I wish Kevin would have been there. He could have had
freeze, gopher! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard if you do this on a golf course, you're going to be up on some charges.
Yeah.
Excuse me, wrong, but they kill all the gophers in a... Gophers!
In Pennsylvania, you can't even shoot a skunk.
No way. So, why?
Well, because people won't get so mad at you that you'd be blackballed from the community. That's no lie.
Wow.
It's really tough out there, you know.
So,
my son tells me all about it all the time.
Do you have any sunflowers planted this year, Fred?
No, we didn't, but you know what? Another reason, that was a good reason that guy gave you about the thing in over in Europe. But, you know, a lot of people had to go look at this thing early on, and then we got held up by the snowstorms, and all of a sudden, there was this terrible uptick in the fertilizer prices, three times the amount of what it was before. And they already had the fertilizer all bought, and they're looking at this cake. They're saying, "Hey, you guys, I'm not buying it." And they didn't plant as much wheat is fertilizer intensive more so than sunflowers. Corn fertilizer intensive more so than sunflowers. They saw the sunflower situation and they bailed on. I planted less wheat because I wasn't going to pay that for the fertilizer either. And guess what? They overgouged us this year on fertilizer. We didn't even have the grain.
Can you define what overgouge is as compared to gouging?
Yeah, well, the overgouge is just a little bit too much. They got a bunch left over. Do you know the price dropped off by almost 40% at the end of the season, real weight? And it just automatically dropped off. There was no shortage. There was no there was no reason for it to be that high. The inventory had already been acquired nationwide, but we got gouged. They overgouged us, and they got stuck with a bunch of it at the end of the season. What do you do with fertilizer till next year?
You tell me. I'm not going to be able to answer that question for you.
Well, if you know how volatile it is. I mean, if you even if you have a just a wet day like today, it can turn hard on you anywhere you got it stored, and then it's not usable. They find ways of using it here and there, but yeah. So that's one thing about sunflowers. But sunflowers, we got a terrible blackbird problem up there, and we're gonna need Kevin, and we're gonna need you, Scott, out there with shotguns this fall to shoot some of them blackbirds and them sunflowers. So.
All right. Well, you name the date, we'll be there, Fred. Appreciate
you
calling
very
much.
Me out of it because I'd probably miss.
All right. Texture says, forgive me if you've discussed this before, but are you aware that China is buying land for a processing plant 13 miles away from the Grand Forks Air Force Base? Doesn't anyone seem to have any concern over this? We have discussed it before. There's a great deal of concern over it in Grand Forks and other places. But it's still a thing. Charlie Kirk sent me a story over the weekend from CNBC, headlined, Chinese Company's Purchase of North Dakota Farmland Raises National Security Concerns in Washington. So to the Texas point, this isn't China buying land. This is Fufang buying land and the USA entity of this entity. But the way things work in China is you don't do anything in business if you aren't a member of the CCP. So the largest stockholder in Fufang is a member of the CCP. Now, there's a fair amount of happy talk up there that, oh, this was a U.S. site selection committee, and it just happened at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. That is a really naive position. So the headline on CNBC is more accurate than the text in saying that it's a Chinese company's purchase of North Dakota farmland raises national security concerns in Washington, because of its proximity to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. So this continues to get some attention. Charlie Kirk told me he's going to talk about it on his show today, and, of course, his podcast is fourth in the country. Sign up at iHeartMedia. How do you do that, Todd? You go to iHeartMedia to sign up for the podcast, and then...
You can go right on the app.
Right on the app. And if you serve you, and then Charlie's... podcast, for those of you that don't get AM 1100 The Flag or AM 1090 to hear the Charlie Kirk Show, I encourage you to do that because the podcast is like fourth most listened to podcast in the entire country. So whenever I hear about a new podcast, I go right there to the iHeart app and voila, I'm subscribed. I could walk you through this whole story. It's pretty unbelievable. It's pretty unbelievable. Now, what's sad about this is the plant and the operation was proposed. I applaud Brandon Bochensky, the mayor of Grand Forks, and city leaders, the city council there, because they said, here's 20 deal breakers. And if these 20 don't check out to our satisfaction, this plant won't happen. Okay? Now, my understanding is there are other companies right behind this that if Fufang fell out and said, we're done, these companies would come in and they'd do a corn milling plant, and they're not Chinese-owned. Okay? They're not owned by a Chinese company. However, the company's playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers now because they're buying the land, even before those 20 deal-breakers have been vetted out. You guys tracking with me here?
Yep.
And one of the 20 is national security concerns. That if any member of the armed services apparatus of the United States says we are uncomfortable with the Chinese-owned company owning property that close to the Grand Forks Air Force Base, it's one of the 20 deal-breakers. But now, when the company owns the land, they're just going to sit on the land, and it's not going to be as easy for a company to come in. There are a whole lot of folks in Grand Forks that have asked a lot of tough questions, not a huge number of them. I would say a small but mighty group, even to the point where they had a referendum requested by the citizens with signatures, and the city's not... I forget what the technicality was, but technically, I don't believe you can ask for a different vote by referendum, or the city charter didn't exactly specify that this could be done, but the sentiment is there. There's no doubt about it. And this is continuing to get attention. Senator Kevin Cramer has been vocal about this. While calling it a local decision, you can read between the lines and hear him say, not a good idea. I have sources that tell me local-based leadership believes it's a very bad idea, but they aren't the spokesperson for yes or no. That is the Biden administration's Pentagon. So ask yourself if they give a rip whether or not the Chinese-owned company comes here. Hardly.
Exactly.
Where's Hunter? Cutting another deal in China? Where's Hunter?
Where's Hunter?
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the text. That you know the latest there. I don't believe it's going to happen. I don't believe Fufang will end up owning a corn milling plant. Just too many things against it at this point. Question is, what's next? Francis in Pesek, North Dakota. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Great city, Pesek. What's going on today?
I just want to put a plug in for an event that we're going to be having on July 23rd, Saturday. It's our second annual Nepomuk Gnarly. It's a bike race. And last year we had a pretty good turnout for the first year. This year, it's basically going to be like a 100-mile bike race,
woof,
a 40-mile bike race, a 16-mile bike race, and then a 6-mile ice cream family run bike race. And top prize in the 100-mile race is like $10,000 for the, I think, first, second, and third. And got the number 3 bike racer in the world that's coming to this. And the number 1 bike racer from South Dakota is coming. And anybody that's want a bike, it'd be something pretty interesting. Turned out pretty good last year. Kind of hoping to get a good turnout this year. And,
fantastic. Yeah. 100-mile, 40-mile, 16- and 6-mile bike race. Second annual, July 23rd in Pesek. Top prize, $10,000. Do you have a website where people can find out more about it or register?
Yeah, there's a website. It's www.nepomuknarly.com.
What does that stand for?
Well, Nepomuk is a short version of St. John Nepomucene, which is our patron saint in our Catholic Church here in Pesek. And so the priest basically shortened it up for Nepomuk. And gnarly is really means rough and tough.
Hang on a second, would you? I want to get that website right. Dana and Judd, you're next. Don't go away. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show in Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Find one of these locations. Valley City Chicken Pot Pie. That's right. Clark Erickson's
always strong
grandmother's famous recipe. Oh, my gosh, is it good. Hot beef sandwich, too, in Valley City today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or chip beef. NP Avenue, tater tot hot dish, pulled pork in Glendon, tacos in Yulin, chicken fettuccine, 45th and 9th Avenue Southwest, 45th Street, Fargo. And the Harwood, 12th Avenue, all their locations. Glendon has pulled pork today. Yulin has tacos. I mean, it's just great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, here's that website for you bikers. And evidently this third most famous, most wins biker in the world from Quebec, Canada, is coming down with a whole film crew to be part of this. That's pretty cool. And Pisac, North Dakota, is hosting this. The website is Nepomuk. N-E-P-O-M-U-K, Nepomuk, gnarly.com. So, Nepomuk's the name of the race, with a play on the patron saint there, the folks that organized the race. And gnarly is gnarly.
Mm-hmm. Gnarly means gnarly.
Because it's 99% on gravel, so this is a gnarly ride for sure up there. So if you want to know more about it now, you got the details. Nepomuk. That's Nepomuk. Nepomuk. And then gnarly, which is gnarly. Narly. You got that, Todd? Gnarly. Gnarly. Who was it?
Like I say, I feel even more Lutheran now, but
let me answer before you ask. Jeff Spicoli.
Okay, exactly. Gnarly man. Yeah. I think it's completely gone since then, dude, though. It's just totally gone away.
That was just out over the weekend when Brad throws the coffee in the route. Oh, gnarly, gnarly.
Yeah.
The best.
Is that his one and only Spicoli? Was he in any other shows?
That's Sean Penn, dude. Yeah.
Sean Penn. That's Sean, right. Yeah. He did okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably his best role after that. He went downhill.
He kind of did, yeah. Got all political on us.
Yes.
Shut up and act. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Yeah.
Dana in Judd, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Dana.
Hey, good morning. And the whole guy here sounds like you all had a pretty good 4th of July weekend.
We did. We did.
You? Good calls this morning with the explanation on the sunflowers spread with fertilizer prices. And a lot of people didn't put it down, I don't think, on their bean ground. Pretty much had done corn or wheat. But I was going to ask, we've all seen what happens with this, you know, selling out our industry to foreign investors over the last 40 years or so. And out of all the plants that they've introduced since the first of the year, the hydrogen, the pipeline, the crushing plants, has anything changed from its original, how it was proposed, or are the same companies just full speed ahead? Who cares what they say?
You're talking about Grand Forks now?
Well, Grand Forks, all of them. Remember, you know, Mitsubishi's involved, Toyota, that's Japan. China.
Well, we're not worried about Japan, are we? As far as being a national security threat.
No, not at all. But I'm looking at it as a world view of a, you know, foreign investing in our country only.
Yeah.
But now China with that one up by Grand Forks. Come on, you guys. You gonna put them right in the heartland that close to a defense system of our own?
Yeah. Let me tell you how that one worked. So there is the city is told by sort of I'll call it a headhunter type, okay? And the headhunter is shopping a corn milling plant, and, of course, there's a lot of corn in Iowa, so they're sort of playing Iowa off of North Dakota. The cities at this point don't know anything other than there's a company interested in putting a corn milling plant. You guys dance for your dinner. So that's how they do it, Dana, right? They kind of make them dance for their dinner, and then the site selection committee says, Grand Forks, you won. And then they say, okay, who's the company? They don't find out who the company is until they've been selected. And, of course, in this case, the company was Fufeng, and it's owned by the Chinese, and the majority owner of Fufeng is a member of the CCP.
Correct. Yeah.
So I don't think that's fair to do to Grand Forks, North Dakota. Grand Forks was put in the hot seat immediately. And, by the way, right. I think the Department of Commerce could do this better. I think all the politicians could do this better. I mean, there should be a better process to this. Cities are not prepared for all of the ins and outs of something like this. They're not. They're sort of,
whenever they do these things, Scott, it's the same everywhere. You learn after it's done. You know, the building's going up. That's when everybody's like, what's going on?
That's wrong.
You know.
That's wrong.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's bait and switch time. That's pay no attention to the man behind the curtain time. When all the we're building a corn milling plant, it's gonna be all these jobs, land values are gonna go up, everything else. And listen, good friends of mine, people that know this backwards and forwards, who could, if they wish to, make a lot of money off of Chinese projects. Will tell you, whenever the Chinese are investing in the U.S., you have to ask yourself, what are they after? What are they after?
They're after what we have, our land, our products. You know, how often have they treated us good in the past?
And this balance you have to strike is, I don't think it, you're going a little blanket on foreign-owned companies. I'm not there yet. I mean, I'd love it to be U.S. first, of course. I'm an America first guy. But I don't think doing, especially in agriculture, global business is necessarily always bad.
After Roe, America will never be the same. All this week, Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. Find out how abortion will change the 22 and 2024 elections, the implications for President Trump, and a lot more. Greta's on at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. And she leads a great lineup every night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt exposing Biden's economic train wreck. And then Eric Bolling warns of the dangers of a world war with Ukraine, Iran, and China. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, I'd call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, you can switch to a system that does. Download the free Newsmax app, too, on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. It's great. I love it. So tune in to Newsmax tonight and every day and make the switch to Newsmax. Remember, that Newsmax app is free. You can watch it anytime. Download it today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
ITE.